I don't want to beat this horse too much, and I normally don't make videos based on the comments I get on my videos, but I'm going to make an exception. Three things have come to my attention concerning my video problems with the Novus Ordo, including their Latin Mass. First, are the people who are now concerned. Is my baptism valid? Was my last confession valid? As far as baptism, baptism of desire should cover you. If you really have concerns, find a traditional priest and discuss getting a conditional baptism. Not a rebaptism. We don't rebaptize. That's sacrilege. A conditional baptism is, in case your baptism wasn't valid, I baptize you, dot, dot, dot. If your previous baptism was not valid, this one will be. And if it was, nothing will happen. Personally, I wouldn't worry about it unless it was brought to my attention, because God is not unjust. If you have concerns about your last confession being valid, then find out what can invalidate a confession and go to confession again and make sure it's valid this time. But you don't really have to be concerned. The Council of Trent in Session 6, Chapter 13 says, "Whence it is to be taught that the penitence of a Christian after his fall is very different from that at his baptism, and that therein are included not only a secession from sins and a detestation thereof or contrite and humble heart, but also the sacramental confession of the said sins, at least in desire, and to be made in its season in sacerdotal absolution. And likewise, satisfaction by fast, alms, prayers, and other pious exercises of a spiritual life, not indeed for the eternal punishment, which is together with the guilt remitted either by the sacrament or by the desire of the sacrament, but for the temporal punishment." So if your confession wasn't valid, but you had no knowledge of it being invalid, your desire for the sacrament absolves you. Even if the priest did not have the authority from the church to absolve your sins, but you weren't aware, even if it was someone pretending to be a priest and you weren't aware, your desire for the baptism absolves you so long as you weren't aware. Even if you die in a car crash before you have a chance to go to confession, though you plan to go, your desire covers you. This isn't modernist wishful thinking. It's right there in the Council of Trent, so don't panic. Last Sunday, I went to confession, and one of those ex-hippie priests was the priest doing the confession. When I first saw this priest about a year ago while I was going to confession, he wasn't even wearing a Roman collar, just a polo-type shirt. I wondered if he was even a priest, thought maybe he was a deacon or father's friend or something. But I looked him up, and he's a priest. This time, he was sitting outside the confessional, making sure no one could do confession the traditional anonymous way, which doesn't bother me, but it would bother some people, wearing just the short-sleeve priest undershirt with slacks and some tie-dye stole, not realizing a hip with it and groovy priest is no longer ironic, profound, and cool like it was in the 70s and 80s. It's actually a little cringy, especially when they're in their 70s. But I actually like going to these guys for confession because they're easy to confess to. Very pastoral and non-judgmental. But he didn't say the normal formula for confession. He just said, "I absolve you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit," and that's it. So I looked it up, and that's actually the bare minimum for it to be valid, so I know that I'm okay. And this is all I'm saying about the Novus Ordo. The Novus Ordo is licit, and when done properly, it's valid. But unfortunately, you can't take that for granted. They've been caught too many times. You'll have to do research if you have your doubts about something, but don't be too concerned. Again, God is not unjust. We are bound to the sacraments, at least as much as we have control. Otherwise, we are not held responsible. God is not, however, bound to the sacraments. So remember, God's got this, and all of this was predicted. And the ark of salvation God has established for these times is Our Lady. So pray the rosary. St. Louis de Montfort wrote, "If you say the rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that in spite of the gravity of your sins, you will receive a never-fading crown of glory. Even if you are on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, even if you have sold your soul to the devil as sorcerers do who practice black magic, even if you are a heretic as obstinate as the devil, sooner or later you will be converted and you will amend your life and you will save your soul. If, and mark well what I say, if you say the Holy Rosary devoutly every day until death, for the purpose of knowing the truth and obtaining contrition and pardon for your sins." So if you notice something, look into it and take the appropriate action, whether that's bringing it to Father's attention or finding another parish. But don't worry about all this affecting your salvation too much. As long as you do the best you can with what you have, you'll be fine. Second are the people who think this doesn't matter at all. So why do invalid masses matter? I have gotten a lot of comments that seem to suggest that the church is wrong on what it says causes the invalidity of a mass. Well, first of all, let's establish that Christ gave the Catholic Church the authority to bind and loose, not us. So if the church says this is invalid, then it's invalid. If the church says this situation will cause invalidity, then it will cause invalidity, whether you believe it or not. If the church says this mass is invalid for this reason, then for that reason, it's invalid. Do you believe the Anglican, Lutheran, or Methodist services are valid? That the bread and wine has the real presence of our Lord in some fashion? Maybe not transubstantiation, but as they profess. If you do, that's not Catholic. The church has said de fide, meaning you must believe that those church services do nothing. It's just bread and wine, or grape juice. Nothing more, regardless of what they believe, because the ordinations of their clergy are not valid. They don't have the authority to do anything beyond baptism and preaching the gospel, which we all have. You don't have to be ordained to do those things. If those church services are invalid because the church says so, then a Catholic Mass or other sacrament is invalid when the church says so. Others seem to say, what's the big deal if the Mass is invalid? Well, for starters, you didn't fulfill your Sunday obligation, which is a mortal sin, objectively. Our obligation is not to go to church. It's not to go hear the priest's homily or sing with the choir. Otherwise, why can't you just go to the Baptist church to fulfill that obligation? I mean, the church doesn't seem to be all that concerned about heresy coming from the pulpit. And why is it that under certain circumstances you can fulfill your Sunday obligation by attending an Orthodox service, but going to a Protestant service will never, under any circumstances, fulfill your Sunday obligation? Because Protestant services do not have a valid Eucharist, and the Orthodox do. The obligation is to go to Mass, to be present for the miracle of transubstantiation, and worship our Lord made present in the form of bread and wine. But if the Mass is invalid, then that didn't happen. Therefore, Mass didn't happen, which means the congregation committed idolatry by worshiping a piece of bread. Of course, the people are not guilty of these offenses since they didn't know, but these offenses did occur and greatly offend our Lord, which we should care about. All grace comes into the world through the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. Whether you're Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant, Jew, or pagan, the grace you get from God comes from the Catholic Church through the Mass. Matthew 15:21-28. And behold, a Canaanite woman from the region came out and cried, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was instantly healed. A woman who was not a Jew was healed because of her faith. And the image used to show how that is possible is the overabundance of food on the table dropping on the floor, a clear parallel with the Mass. The Mass, when done properly, brings God's grace into the world. If done invalidly because of the sacrilege, idolatry, and mortal sin that occur, invokes God's wrath. And that's why invalid masses matter. Not because you're going to be punished, you didn't know better, but because the world will be punished as we are being punished now. If since the Novus Ordo we've had widespread invalid masses and other sacraments, then we would expect to see that the world has changed drastically since its implementation. And that's exactly what we see, because the flow of grace into the world has drastically diminished. I'm not saying, nor did I say in the video, that all Novus Ordo masses and other sacraments, or even the majority, are or were invalid, but a good portion of them were and are, as indicated by the Archbishop of Kansas City concerning the wine, "We baptize you instead of I baptize you" in Michigan, the use of honey bread in the 70s. This is all stuff we know of. We can't act like it didn't happen or it doesn't matter. Not to mention the mockery of the Mass made with clown masses and rainbow masses. All of this offends God and incurs His wrath, and that's a problem for the whole world. These problems are not present in the SSPX. In fact, it's the reason Archbishop Lefebvre did what he did. I'm sorry, but it's true, whether you like it or not. The third is the way I went on about the SSPX in the video. I make no apologies for the fact that I support the SSPX, but some accuse me of saying everyone should go to the SSPX and that this constitutes a schismatic statement or schismatic attitude. Well, it might if the SSPX were in schism, which they are not. This has been said over and over again by the competent authorities, and if it comes down to it, I'll make a video giving all of that evidence. No pope has ever said the SSPX was in schism. The closest any have come is when John Paul II said that the ordinations of the four bishops constituted a schismatic act. But Benedict XVI lifted all penalties incurred by that action. So even if they were in schism, they aren't now. Saying everyone should go to the SSPX is no more of a schismatic statement than saying everyone should go to the FSSP or ICK or Anglican Ordinariate, groups who are not under the diocesan structure but are part of the Catholic Church. But the reality is, that's not what I said. I made it clear that I was only comparing the diocesan Latin Mass to the SSPX because that's what I have available to me. And I said FSSP, ICK, and others were probably okay. I'm critical of the diocesan Latin Mass because of the problems I laid out in the video. Again, those problems are not present in the SSPX, and that's a true statement, and I stand by it. FSSP, ICK, I can't say, I've never been, but I would, I'm not against them. What I want is for the Catholic Church to return to being what it's supposed to be. Now, another person asked if I would do a video on the recent scandal in the SSPX, in the interest of being balanced. Well, the only recent scandal I know of is a pedophilia scandal. And since I've never done a video on the pedophilia scandal in the Novus Ordo, which was far worse, how would it be balanced to do one on the SSPX? This isn't Church Militant. While I think those situations are horrible and those priests should be laicized, handed over to the authorities and go to prison for the rest of their life, my interest on that situation for this channel has always been to defend the priesthood, Novus Ordo, SSPX, or otherwise, and point out that this issue only involves a small minority of priests, and it's about half of what occurs in the general population, which includes Protestant pastors, preachers, rabbis, and other religious leaders. So no, I'm not going to make a video on that. Now, is the SSPX perfect? No. Did Lefebvre make mistakes along the way? Yeah. And as I've said in previous videos, I don't agree with them on the idea that if the only Mass you have available is the Novus Ordo, then you should just not go to Mass. You have to go to Mass. I also don't agree with them having their own marriage tribunals that, in their mind, override what the diocese says. Yeah, I know the Church is handing out annulments like candy, but that's taking it a little too far, I think, and they're assuming an authority they don't have. But at the end of the day, it's better than the alternative, in my opinion, as far as Mass goes. The SSPX is not in schism. Their Masses are valid. It's not a sin to attend them. It fulfills your Sunday obligation, and I'm sorry, but you do avoid the issues with the Novus Ordo. That said, I still go to the Novus Ordo. And if for some reason I can't make the SSPX Mass, I go to the Novus Ordo and I don't fret about it. Even if it turns out to have been invalid, I did the best that I could, and that's all God expects of me or anyone else. Another issue I don't like is disobedience. Once you start disobedience, even if you're completely justified, which I believe the SSPX is, it's hard to straddle that line, which I think the SSPX is trying to do, but it breeds further disobedience. And what happens is other people in the movement go further. Then it's hard to say, wait a minute, I'm your superior, you have to do what I say. Well, you're not obeying your superior. And so people either leave or get kicked out. This is how Protestantism split into 1,000 pieces, and the Sede Vacantist were kicked out of the SSPX. The SSPV, Resistance, and Marian Corps left the SSPX. But I don't know what the answer to that is, other than Rome getting its act together and we don't have to do this anymore. So there it is, I've said my piece, and you can either take it or leave it. Until my next video, God bless.